"Missed her again, didn't I?" Cream cried as he hung there. Both hands were detached, and he was bleeding out. Ethic was taking his time delivering this death. He was tapping into a part of him that he kept under lock and key. "I don't know why men like you insist on going to war with me. I can never understand it. I've tried to leave this alone because it gets us nowhere as a people. Black men killing black men only strengthens our opponents," Ethic scolded. "But I can't even call you a man. You're vile. You pushed your woman." Ethic paused as he put the tip of the cigar out on Cream's forehead. He knew the burn it caused, and he gritted his teeth while Cream howled. "Ah! Excuse me, slip of the tongue. You pushed my woman, my pregnant, beautiful woman, over a two-story balcony. That's no man. That's an animal. A desperate, filthy fucking animal. So, to catch something like you, I have to be an animal. But I'm not just any animal. I'm not like you, hiding and creeping and lurking in the bowels of the city. I'm the king. I'm a lion. You took my son from me. For that, nothing but murder will do. Your mama, the unfortunate woman who lives at 444 Baltimore Street." Cream's eyes flickered in recognition as his second child's mother's residence was revealed, but he was too weak to do anything but groan. "Your mama's sister and your granny nigger all dead because of you." Ethic turned up the volume on his phone and closed his eyes, sucking in the soulful, painful croons of the incomparable Ms. Nina Simone. "Why you wanna fly, Blackbird? You ain't ever gonna fly. Why you wanna fly, Blackbird? You ain't ever gonna fly." "Shouldn't be long now," he said. He would sit and watch Cream bleed out. He had already inflicted so much pain. The beating Messiah had put on Cream looked like child's play compared to the brutality Ethic had rained upon him. Every bone in Cream's back had been broken as Ethic expelled the pain from his soul. He had to take it out on Cream to avoid taking it out on Alani. He would never harm her, but the feelings of resentment that were shrouding him because of her was blocking the love. His stomach was hollow, and he heard the echoes of her screams as she tried to birth his son into the world. It was on a loop in his head. It tortured him. So, Ethic, in turn, tortured Cream, the cause of it all. There were no more passes to be given. Ethic had tried that route. He had extended that olive branch because he knew he was wrong for taking Cream's daughter. Cream hadn't accepted it. Cream had wanted to dance. So now, here he was, waltzing with the devil inside Ethic. Ethic hated to admit this part of him even existed. He was ashamed of this part. This type of man didn't deserve to be a father, or deserve to even get a whiff of a good woman. But he couldn't scrape this part of himself away if he wanted to. He was who he was, and he had the best reason for this savagery today. So fuck it. The king was holding court. Ethic was a patient man, and he didn't miss a second of the horror as blood leaked onto the floor. The cold temperatures prolonged the inevitable. It curdled the blood and made it drip slower, made death follow a speed limit that Ethic set. It was an excruciating way to die, and Ethic held no remorse. The moment the last breath escaped Cream, Ethic stood to his feet. He sniffed, pinching the bridge of his nose. He gathered his jacket that hung on the back of the chair and slipped into it before stepping out of the meat freezer. Ethic reached into his inner breast pocket and pulled out a white envelope filled with money, $50,000 to be exact.